You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas told us, Ve'ele told us Yitzhak ben Avram, Avram heilid es Yitzhak. So there's an obvious doubling of words here at the beginning of the parasha. These are the offspring of Yitzhak, the son of Avram. Avram gave birth to Yitzhak. We know that Avram gave birth to Yitzhak. What do we have to say it again for? So among the things that Rashi says is that there were Litzonei Hador, the scoffers of the generation, who said, Ma'avimelech nis'abra Sora, that when Sora was taken to the house of Avimelech, they wanted to say that Sora became pregnant from Avimelech. So to disprove this, the Pasuk says, Avram hoilid es Yitzchak. Avram was the father of Yitzchak. So a lot of the Mefarshei Torah have difficulty understanding this Rashi for a couple of reasons. First of all, why are these people called Litzonei Hador, which we will translate as scoffers of the generation? They're not scoffers. They're Rishoyim. They're saying a very ugly thing about Sora Imenu, a very ugly, unfounded allegation. That's first of all. Second of all, why would the Torah validate their words to say, as Rashi said, that the reason why the phrase is repeated is to, so to speak, dispute what the Litzonei Hador was saying? It's giving them credibility, these Litzonei Hador. So, among the people who endeavored to answer this question is the Chiddush Yerim. And he says that this thing that the Litzonei Hador were saying has a deeper meaning. There's a Maimar Chazal which the Gemara says, HaMespala Ba'ad Chaveroi, Hu Tzorach Lo'osei Dova Hu Nena Tchila. That if someone is Mespala for someone else, in other words, Reuven is mispal that Shimon should have parnasa, while Reuven also needs parnasa. So if someone does that, is mispal for somebody else first, instead of being mispal for himself, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps that the person who is being mispal el Reuven, he is assisted from heaven first. Mispal bad chaveiroi hu nena trilo. And we find, says Chiddush Yerim, that Avraham Avinu was mispal for Avimelech, because Avimelech's house was afflicted, that all of the women that were expecting, the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not allow them to give birth. So therefore, Avraham Avinu was mispalel on behalf of the women of Avimelech's house, that they should be able to give birth. So this mimer of Kol HaMispalel Bad Chaveri Hu Nena Tchila, that's the reason why Sara Imenu became pregnant and had a baby first, was because of the tefillah that Avraham made for Avimelech. Ma'avimelech nis'abra Sora, it works out, according to this pshat, that because of the tefillah that Avraham Avinu made for Avimelech's house, that's why, or how, Sora conceived. So if that is the case, then this thing that is attributed to the Litzonei Hador is not a vulgar expression. It may have validity. So if this is the case, asked the Chiddush Yerim, how come these people are called the Litzonei Hador? Litzonei Hador is implying that they were vulgar people. If they were saying this, so to speak, Dvar Torah, that Avram's tefillah for Avimelech is what is being referred to as helping Sora conceive. So the people who were saying this should not be called the Litzonei Hador. So he answers, Elohim hiskavnu l'shem Litzonis. In other words, even though they may have had some sort of thought of Kedusha, not of vulgarism, by saying this mimer that Sora became this Abra because of Avimelech, but the people who said it had a kavana of Litzonis, of vulgarism. They were implying some sort of off-color joke.
Perhaps. You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Chiddush Arim's take in this Rashi, why the Pasuk comes to tell us Avram Hoilid Es Yitzchak, is could be that there was a deeper kavana than the Pashut Pshat that we learn, Avimelech Nisabra So. But it seems to me that there's a very interesting lesson here, that if they were not Nischavin for Litzonis, then it could have been a very holy thought. But because it seems that the people who said this, although they had some kind of connection to this Torah, as the Chiddush Yerim implies, connecting it to Kol HaMispal Bad Chaveroi, even though they had some sort of, perhaps, a holy thought, but because they were Nischaven, their kavana was to say something off color, or imply something off color. So Memela, they acquired the title of Letz, which is not a complimentary title. But if a person who was not a letz said this Torah, then indeed it could have been a very chashuv thought. So we see an important lesson, perhaps, that if someone says a particular Torah or a particular thought, it's not enough to know the substance of what they're saying. We have to take into account who is saying it. If someone who is saying it is a chashuv person, and we cannot imagine that such a person would say a vulgar thought, then memela, the thought is valid, and perhaps chashuv. But if somebody says a thought, the same thing, but he is a vulgar person and he has a vulgar kavana, then all of a sudden it becomes the words of Leitzim. And to further bring this point home, this can connect to a chashuv maima I heard in the name of Rav Sholem Kesla, the famous Baba Vabatchen, great Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, that there are two psukim that seem to illustrate this point. In Parshas Balak, when Bilam was being taken to task by Balak, because Bilam was hired to curse Klal Yisrael, and instead he gave them bracha. So Bilam replied to Balak, "Im yiten li Balak maloi basic kesef v'zov le'uchol la'avaras pi Hashem elikai la'asoyis ketan o'igdayla." So the pshat of these words, Bilam telling Balak, if you gave me all of the silver and gold of your house, I cannot change the word of Hashem. And al pi pashut pshat, this sounds like a very noble thing to say, something a tzaddik would say. But if you look at Rashi there, Rashi says, "Lamadnu shenafshe rochva," that he was haughty of spirit, and that he loved the money of others, avarice, which are very ugly midas, which are not at all holy. So the pashut pshat of the pasuk seems that he's saying a noble thing. But in fact, the Chazal say that he was saying an ugly thing, because we don't necessarily just look at the words that are said, we're looking at the kavana of the person who's saying it. And conversely, we see in Parshas Vayetze, next week's Parsha, that Yaakov Avinu told Lavan, "Hava es ishti, bring me my wife, ki mola yomai, my term is fulfilled, va'avoy ala, so that I can come to her," and the implication is to have children. And Rashi says that this phrase, "Haloikal shebekalim eina oimakein," this seems to imply that he wants to be together with his wife, which is not a seemingly not religious phrase, that he wants to be together with his wife. So how could Yankif Avinu b'roiv kedushasai express himself that way? Rashi asks. Elo lohelid toldos. He had in his kavana to bring the holy shiftekar to the world. So we see from this pasuk the exact opposite is true, that you can't look at the words, which could be implied as something that a kal shebekalim would say, that a lowly person would say. You have to look at the person that's saying it. And we know that Yaakov Avinu, in his tremendously high level of kedusha, he certainly didn't mean it in that. So this reinforces, I think, this point I made, that when you hear something from somebody, or you see something from somebody, you must take seriously into account who is saying it and interpret what you're hearing in the light of the author, so to speak, of the phrase that's being used. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should learn always to be liros malis chavereinu. We have to try to endeavor to understand. If we hear something from a chashuv person, siches chulin shel tamid chachamim tzrichim limud, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help that we'll be zoicha to have simchas b'shleimus. We will be able to connect to the holy words of tzaddikim, whether they are midah d'alma, whether they are obviously midah d'kedusha. We will be zoicha that v'tar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.